In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The reading of the Gospel today is speaking about the cost of following the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can put it in another way, word, the cost of going to heaven. There is a cost you have to pay to go to heaven. And the church today celebrates the martyrdom of a great saint that Pope Columbus loved very much. And Pope Columbus introduced this saint to our church in a beautiful way, and that is Saint Marimina. And the reading of the Gospel today has been put together because of the price that Saint Mina paid, so that he can be have a place in heaven, and not only a place in heaven, crowns in heaven. He paid a very high price. He paid the price of his life, being tortured, being giving his life for the sake of his faith. That was the price to go to heaven. The Lord in the reading of the Gospel today is telling us there is a price to be a Christian person, and you have to be happy to pay this price, because eternal life is not cheap, but you have to pay this price happily. The disciples, after the Lord resurrected, the first encounter they have with the legal ruler at that time, they persecuted them. But the Bible says they went out happily, that they have suffered for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is another verse in the Bible says that whoever follows the Lord Jesus Christ in righteousness is going to be persecuted. Persecuted by Satan, persecuted by people that Satan used for being Christian. I think the message I would like to tell you today, that be happy when they persecute you, or when you are suffering because of your Christianity here on earth. Last week, we have 15 families living in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, and they were praying in the last 5-6 years in a church they rent, but it is not their church. They don't feel the same essence and the same form of the church, the Coptic church. So finally, they rented a place, and I went over there in the last 4-5 days to establish the new church over there. We have done the iconostasis, and we make it exactly the same as any Coptic church, and they were extremely happy. And I have to visit the Council of Church of Malaysia to take approval from them to start praying in this new church. So I went over there, and I met with one of the Reverend Fathers, and he told me about how much persecution they have in Malaysia. They have a lot of persecution. You cannot imagine. They cannot put a cross. They have a beautiful building over there, but they are not allowed to put a cross outside the building. And they are not allowed to say the word Allah, like in their language in Malaysia, God equal Allah, this is the language. So the government came and said, you are not allowed to use this word anymore, this word is ours. So they went to a fight with the government for the last few years to allow them to use this word, because it is part of their prayers. Like in Arabic Mass here, when we pray, Abuna says, Ya Allah al-Azim al-Abadi. Imagine that the government comes and says, don't say this word. We have to change the whole liturgy, and we have to find another word. And what other word we can use? Allah means God. So they are not allowed to do that. But he was very happy when he was saying that. He says that with a lot of joy, that this is the path to heaven. This is the path to Christianity. And he said that we are happy to fight back, and we take it to the highest court, so that we are allowed to practice our Christianity. So there is a price for Christianity, and this Reverend Father is very happy to pay this price, because he knows that he follows the Lord Jesus Christ. Also we, as Christian people living here in Australia, there are prices we pay for our Christianity. One girl one time told me the one example of this price. She told me that when I go to buy a dress for myself, I go and look for a couple of hours, because all the clothes in the market is not suitable for me. It is a very much exposing big parts of my body, and I search to find a proper clothes for myself. And this is a price of her Christianity, living in a society that the dress is not the best dress, and the fashions are not very much a Christian fashion, but she is insist to be Christian, and she insists that I should wear the proper dress because I am a Christian person. Also, living here in Australia, you may be challenged a lot at your work with people try to do things that is not proper for a Christian person. Christmas parties, when one of the Christian girls in our church was telling me a story about she is a very pure girl living in a society that they go out every night and they go out middle of the day, and there are some hugging and the kissing and all this stuff, but this girl is trying to live as a true Christian girl. She never allowed her boss or one of her friends to do that. And finally, in the Christmas party, she discovered that the guys over there at work said there is a prize for the one who kissed this girl. And she came and said, this is how much I am suffering in the society at work, and people who are working here in Australia maybe understand what I'm saying, that to practice our Christianity and to be strong, we have to go against the trend. And this is, we can do that with joy, with a lot of joy. And this reverend in Malaysia told me, we are happy, we are very happy that we are persecuted. This is the right path of Christianity. We know that when we are persecuted here on earth, we are going to be crowned in heaven. So when you are suffering because of your Christianity, be happy. Don't come and don't complain and say, why, because I'm a Christian person, I'm suffering all these things. The Lord Jesus Christ tells us in the Gospel today, if you listen to the Gospel, he says that if you would like to follow me, carry the cross. Even if it needs you to hate your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, if they take you against my path, please go against them, because my path is all the time is crowned in heaven by eternal life. We understand very much that the price you are paying is the oil that the good five virgins have when they go to heaven. This is the oil when you struggle, when you for your own Christianity, you are suffering and you are going against the trend, you are going in the narrow gate. This is the price you are paying to go to heaven. We all pay prices for things. If you are buying a nice house, you pay a price. If you would like to achieve high in your HSC exam, you pay a price. You study for long hours, but you study happily because you know at the end of HSC you are going to achieve a high mark. So there is a price. Your Christianity have a price. Be happy when you are persecuted. Be happy when you go in life with a narrow gate. Talking about narrow gate, tomorrow we start fasting, and in fasting we go into a narrow gate that we are not allowed to eat everything. For example, we are not allowed to eat many of the things that McDonald's offer and Subway offer and Kentucky offer, but we are happy to follow some time in our life we are controlling our body and the desire of our body. This is a joy for us to start our fasting so that we go into the narrow gate. I tell you a couple of things about the fasting. When you just fast with food, that you arrange your food only, but everything else in your life is exactly the same, you are not enjoying your fasting, but you are counting the day that the fast finish. But if the fasting for you is a revival, a spiritual revival, you are going to enjoy very much your fasting. Maybe one thing you need to do in your fasting is to have a set of prayers or a system of prayers you do in your fasting. If I pray one prayer in Agbaya, starting from tomorrow, I will set for myself, I pray in the morning and I pray at night in Agbaya, so that my fasting included some spiritual revival, so I am missing my fasting and I'm waiting for my fasting every year when it comes. Also in fasting, a good thing is to read a book, to get some books beside you and say at the beginning of fasting, this is a time to have a spiritual revival, and I read some books around me. Please get from your bookshop some books and put beside you during fasting, so that you feel the fasting is a blessed time. By doing that and by spending some good time in reading your Bible, in praying, in reading some spiritual books, what's left will be very limited. You don't have much time to spend in front of TV. You don't have much time to go out here and there. But the time of fasting is a time that Mary sit down under the feet of Jesus. This is the meaning of fasting, that I would like to have encounter with Jesus, spending longer time with the Lord. If you do fasting in that way, you are going to enjoy the fast very much. If you are not doing that, just to change food from fatty food to eating fish and all the seafood in this fasting, you are not going to enjoy the fasting. You are going to count the days and you say, it has been long, I don't enjoy it, because you don't have a spiritual revival in your fasting. So please make this fasting a time that I sit under the fruit of Jesus and I have more reading in spiritual books, more reading in my Bible. By doing that, your fasting will be very much joyful and very much happy. Probably a suggestion for you to read during the next 43 days of the fasting is 1 Kings and 2 Kings. If you start from first day, every day reading one chapter of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, by the end of the fasting, you are going to finish these two beautiful books with a lot of heroes of the people who followed the Lord very closely. So maybe it's a good idea to start all together 1 Kings, 2 Kings from the first day. By the end of the fasting, we are going to finish these two books. Also, something good I do at my house during fasting is the manger. The manger is a beautiful statue that I put in my house, that my sons, myself, my husband, my wife, when they go around it, they see the beautiful icon of Jesus, the humble Jesus, the humble Mary, and the humble Joseph. And this is a beautiful image you put in your house during the time of fasting. I remember very much, since I was very young, I see my father doing that at home. Every Christmas fasting, from the first day of Christmas fasting, it was a small manger. He was not very artistic, but he tried to do something very small, but he put the statue of Jesus and Saint Mary. And it affected me a lot. Every time I go, I can see this beautiful family. It touched my heart very much, and it reminded me that this is a time of fasting for Jesus who is born. So please do that in your house. Not only the Christmas tree is nice, but the manger is much beautiful. So please try to buy yourself a manger, put it in a high place, and learn that from the first day of nativity fasting, I put my manger at home. And I remember this is the Holy Family, full of humbleness, full of joy, and we really need to learn from them. I asked the people in the bookshop to buy for us as many mangers as possible, so that when you go to the bookshop, you can find yours, and you can put in your house to enjoy the Christmas fasting. May the blessing of the days of the Christmas be with you. Glory be to God forever. Amen.